This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States will respond to a drone strike in Jordan on Sunday that killed at least three U.S. military personnel and wounded about three dozen others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden called it a tough day and said those responsible will be held to account after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Insiders say Tower 22 houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish authorities on Sunday captured two gunmen who shot one person dead during a service at a church in Istanbul who are believed to be tied to the Islamic State. That's according to Turkey's interior minister, who earlier said the attack, which Ankara condemned, took place at the Italian Santa Maria Catholic Church, and that one Turkish citizen who was targeted by the gunman was killed while attending the morning service. Earlier, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement on Telegram, saying it was in response to a call by the group's leaders to target Jews and Christians. Israel's southern border with Gaza was a scene of contrasts on Sunday, with tanks seen moving against the backdrop of flowers in bloom. Two senior officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said U.S. negotiators were making progress on a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than the 100 remaining hostages. This is VOA News. UN officials on Sunday pled with countries to reconsider a pause in funding for the UN Agency for Palestinians, warning aid for some 2 million people in Gaza was at stake. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
At least 9 countries, including top donors, the U.S. and Germany, have paused funding for UNRWA after allegations by Israel that a dozen of its 13,000 staff in Gaza were involved in the October 7th rampage, where Hamas gunmen killed 1,200 and abducting 253, according to Israeli officials. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement on Sunday that he strongly appealed to the governments that have suspended their contributions to at least guarantee the continuity of UNRWA's operations. He also vowed to hold to account any UN employee involved in acts of terror.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine's SBU Security Service said on Saturday it had uncovered a corruption scheme in the purchase of arms by the country's military, totaling the equivalent of about $40 million. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The SBU intelligence agency said the probe had exposed former and current high-ranking officials at the Ministry of Defense and managers of an arms supplier. It said the embezzlement involved a contract for 100,000 mortar shells with weapons maker Lviv Arsenal in August 2022, just 6 months into the war. Payment was made in advance, with some of the funds transferred abroad, but no arms were ever provided. The statement said 5 individuals had been served notices of suspicion, the first stage in Ukrainian legal proceedings. One suspect, the statement said, was detained while trying to cross the Ukrainian border.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The Nigerian Air Force on Sunday said it regretted a strike that killed dozens of civilians and injured others a year ago, accepting for the first time its responsibility for the incident. Dozens of ethnic herders died in the January 2023 aerial bombing as they unloaded cattle retrieved from authorities in a neighboring state, according to witnesses, local leaders, and detailed complaints. Three West African junta-led states, Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, said on Sunday they are immediately leaving the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, a regional economic bloc that has been urging them to return to democratic rule. The decision by the three countries is a blow to the bloc's regional integration efforts after it suspended the three countries following military takeovers. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.